Our next storyteller is BG Loper. BG is a student of the world, forever learning his lessons. He's an avid traveler, a practicing poet, a mediocre musician, and an amateur author. But above all of these, or perhaps what fuels and connects them, he is a hopeless romantic. Please welcome BG.
A long time ago, in a state far, far away, I was a college freshman in Virginia. And at the time, I had never been in a relationship. I had never even had my first kiss. I was kind of a sheltered child. I was kind of shy and awkward. I'm still kind of shy and awkward. But there was a girl a year and a half older than me that I was very interested in. And we were both in choir together. We spent a lot of time together. And it was actually Super Bowl Sunday that we were getting dinner together at the only restaurant on campus. It was a very small school. And I had been thinking about this question for a while, but we leave dinner and we hug, we split up to walk our separate ways down the sidewalk. And I go, "Hey, Taylor." And then I go, "Oh no, now I have to say something." And she goes, "Yeah." And I said, "I was wondering if you would consider being my first kiss." And she pauses for a second. I'm tortured by this pause. And she goes, "I would consider it." And so I said, "Thank you, and I'm sorry." And she goes, "You don't need to apologize." And then I said, "Well, then I'm sorry for being sorry." And I turned around and walked back to my dorm. So the next day, I'm in classes, and I get a text from her asking what my schedule's like for the evening, which also freaking me out a little bit. But I tell her I have a student government meeting after classes, and then I'll be back in my dorm. And she's like, "Okay, I might come by later." Okay. Anyway, I was the kind of guy who wore suits to student government meetings. I was known as the colorful suit guy. I had 7 or 8 different, like, monochromatic 3-piece suits. And so I get back to my dorm, and I'm thinking, well, she's coming over. I might as well keep the suit on for a little bit. So she texts me to let her into the dorm. I go down, I open the door. She had her 2 dogs visiting, and her bringing in these dogs made her the talk of the town. So all of the residents of that dorm were, like, descending upon her. So I was like, "I'm gonna go up to my room and get changed." And she was like, "Okay, I'll be up later." So I'm up there, I get changed, I brush my teeth again. I pick up the Listerine bottle, I look at it, and I go, "No, that's too obvious," and I set it back down. So I go over and sit down at my desk, and I am shaking like a chihuahua. And a few minutes later, I hear a knock at my suite mate's door, so we share a bathroom, and I hear him answer it, and he's talking to her. And now I'm really freaking out because I'm like, okay, well, obviously she's coming here next. So they get done talking. She knocks at my door. I let her in. Her dogs lay down on the futon. They're very well behaved. And we just chat for a little bit, and at one point she goes, "Well, what kind of kiss would you like?" I don't know how to respond to that. So I kind of, you know, just kind of hem and haw a little bit, and then I'm like, "Just, you know, regular kiss is fine." So I've been playing music on my phone, just trying to, like, calm myself down, and she's like, "Can I play something?" I'm like, "Sure." I hand her my phone. She starts playing several different songs, just kind of, I guess, unsatisfied with them, and then when the first note of "Take a Chance on Me" by ABBA starts playing, in my mind, I think, this is the song I'm going to have my first kiss to. And I say, "That's a good song." And she goes, "That is a good song." And she sits down the phone and it plays. Probably half of the song goes by. And she goes, "So are we doing this or what?" Okay. So my time has expired, and it's time to face the music. So I am just kind of visibly nervous, and she goes, close your eyes, just it's going to be fine. So she kisses me. Admittedly, at first, it's a little awkward, but then it wasn't. And we kissed four or five times, and then she goes, I'm kind of hungry. Do you want to go to Burger King? And I go, sure, why not? So I was not at all hungry, by the way. I wasn't going to turn that down. So we go down and get in her car, and she looks over at me, and she goes, first kiss in the car? And I go, yes. So we share a kiss. We go get food. She eats her food. We drive back. She's dropping me off, and I say, you know, thank you. And she goes, anytime. And I look at her, and I go, like right now? And she goes, yeah. So we kiss again, and I leave the car. I'm walking up the door back, or up the stairs back to my dorm, and she drives by and honks at me three times, and I'm just over the moon on top of the world. And when I go to sleep that night, I can still taste her chapstick. Thank you.